It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, November 26th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Remember, people, Alt-Tab, or on a Mac, Command-Tab, the fastest way to flip from the web page where you're sneaking some internet shopping to the spreadsheet your boss thinks you're working on. You, of course, would never do that at work. You'd also never fall victim to online fraud that's so pervasive this time of year. Computer security expert Chester Wisniewski says on Cyber Monday, people are prone to what literature professors call a willing suspension of disbelief.
You know, normally your spidey sense tingles and you go, ooh, you know, this clearly can't be for real, right? I mean, it's too cheap. But this time of year, we're expecting that real vendors like Target and Walmart and Best Buy are offering spectacular things to the first five people in the door. And so we've kind of become a little more open to the idea that these things might be for real, even though, they could still be scams.
Wisniewski is a senior researcher at the data security firm Sophos. Not long ago, we asked you for retro tech that makes you happy in your lives. Among the responses, a book. Another listener is still using an RCA shortwave from 1941 and a Georgia Bell Type 500 dial telephone. It turns out NASA sometimes steers away from the cutting edge. Mason Peck is chief technologist there.
When simpler means lower risk and lower cost, it's probably a good idea. I'll give you an example. You know, these days, astronauts take duct tape to the space station because it's a proven solution. It's low risk. It solves problems. It's like the force, right? It binds the universe together.
I understand that, for instance, Curiosity rover on Mars, the camera isn't the fanciest super megapixel camera available on Earth. Why would that be?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, first, for hardware to survive space, it's got to survive radiation. It's got to survive extreme thermal environments. So you take what you can get in terms of performance, but at the same time, you've also got to be sure it's robust enough for the environment. So the instruments that we use on Curiosity, as well as other spacecraft, are the best we can make them given the environment they need to survive.
I would also imagine, Dr. Peck, that certain types of equipment and technologies build up a track record in space over time.
Yeah, that's right. We have something we call technology readiness level. It's a numerical score we give these things. When something reaches from 1 to 9, a 9 being the most ready, the most mature, we can count on it. It's well proven. 7, not quite 9, that's we've just tried it out in space and we have confidence that it will work for the future. So we strive to increase that technology readiness level. And that's actually one reason for our new space technology program at NASA, is to be able to grow our technology portfolio and mature those technologies that will shape our future missions.
What about simplicity as a virtue when it comes to technology in space?
Well, simplicity doesn't necessarily mean low risk, right? Just because something is simple, it may fail more often for other reasons. You know, the space environment is a tricky place. In Earth orbit, there's all this atomic oxygen floating around, which wants to react with almost anything. And so, really, there's a lot of very stringent requirements on space hardware. Mere simplicity isn't the only story. But all things being equal, yes, simpler is better.
NASA Chief Technologist Mason Peck is also a professor at Cornell. And before we go, if you're out shopping, as is the convention these days, watch out for the eyes, I tell you. Bloomberg News reports an Italian company, Almax, has invented the IC, a mannequin with cameras in the eyes to help track shopping behavior using the same technology that recognizes faces at airport security. But don't let that bother you in any way. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.